And the one of the I don't want to, this is off topic, but just something I don't want to forget to talk about. I'm reading, I was telling you guys, we're hanging out, the Chronicles of St. Jesus Christ.
St. Jesus Christ.
St. Mary's. The Chronicles of, I'm finally reading the Chronicles of St. Mary. I'm almost through the first book that's called just one damn thing after another. It's really good. I highly recommend it. It's great time travel. It's historical time travel. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of hot. The woman who writes is also writes
50 Shades of Grey.
Also writes romance novels. So like when the characters hook up, like she doesn't spare anything there. But the, the reason I really wanted to bring it up is they're talking about it. There's a point in the first book where they realize that the first time machine was made by somebody in the future bringing a time machine back. And then that's what the first time machine is based on. So the main character says, well, then who invented it the first time?
I was in a movie.
And he said, and so I started thinking of myself, like, oh, my God, they're going to solve it. They're going to solve the first time through problem for me.
Nope.
And the second character said, only madness leads down that path. or that path only leads to madness. And I was like,
that was in one of the movies we did where like the time travel from the future was the one that was in the past. But then,
well, I bring it up all the time. Like, no, there had to be a first.
No, you're so fucking linear.
That's a paradox. That's the definition of a paradox.
You gotta free your mind.
Oh, man. I gotta let it go. Gotta let it go.
Hello, time poppers. How are you doing this week? I hope that you enjoyed Millennium last week. That was a lot of fun, a very cool, unique time travel movie from our past. More about that in a minute. For right now, I want to talk about an interesting little tidbit I just watched on the Gaia channel. I don't know if you're into that. I didn't realize how much they got into theories and possibilities on Gaia. I thought it was more mysticism type stuff and not so much science-y based stuff. Anyways, I just watched Beyond Belief with George Nori, this episode, The Reality of Time Travel with Ron Mallett. Ron Mallett is a theoretical physicist, so he is thinking about shit that I can't even imagine. Or is he imagining shit that I can't even think about? I don't know. Interesting story. He became interested in time travel. Kind of a sad story, but his father passed away young and surprisingly. And so he decided that he wanted to build a time machine so he could hang out with his dad. And he knew better than to just say this out loud and get locked up in a mental institution. So he got into physics, and then he, of course, got into black holes because he knew that time didn't act the same around black holes. So he figured, I'll just study black holes and see what I can suss out of there time travel wise. And you know, for super nerds out there, which, you know, pot calling the kettle black, but you may already know this, but you know, I hear Einstein and Newton and I hear all these things in little chunks, and to hear someone kind of put together some of these ideas in one short conversation really kind of got my attention. So the first, I knew that they did this. I did not realize they did it as far back as 1971. They put an atomic clock at a naval base, and they put an atomic clock in a jet, and they flew that jet around the world as close to speed of sound as they were comfortable flying that distance in. And that's when they found out that speed affects time, because the clock on the jet moved slower than the clock at the naval station. Obviously by maybe not even by seconds. It might have just been microseconds. It would be amazing if it was at least a whole second. I mean, we know now that astronauts, every time they travel to space and come back, they come back, you know, they don't age as much while they're up there. Anyways, I thought that was kind of cool that that happened in 1971. So in Newton's theory of relativity, gravity does not affect time. And it was Einstein that figured out that gravity does affect time. And this came out in a very interesting real world situation when they first developed GPS. When they first developed GPS, they were like, well, no, we've adjusted for the speed of light. We've adjusted for the speed of the satellites. We've adjusted for all this stuff. And the GPSs were all wrong because they built the GPS under Newton's theory that gravity does not affect time. So in the GPS, they started talking to physicists saying, why is our device not working properly? They said, well, you need to work use Einstein's theory of relativity and you need to put gravity into your equation. And so now GPSs add gravity to the equation, and that's why our GPSs work. So ta-da! So I'm going to see if this makes sense when I say it slowly. Light. So now we're getting into some time travel stuff. Light. Oh, this actually, before I get there, light can create gravity. Gravity affects time. Therefore, light can affect time. See how that happens here, people? Light can create gravity. Gravity affects time. Light can affect time. And is how he is hoping to demonstrate this. This is his theory, and he's talking to people and hopefully putting this theory into test, is that if you can get light to move in a circular motion fast enough, it will react the same as if you're stirring a cup of coffee and you see it start to funnel, and you see, and you've seen the pictures of the Earth, the bowling ball on the net, like the Earth, and that's the Earth stretching gravity down. And so you're building this funnel. So your light is affecting gravity, and you get that funnel to go down far enough and you start to affect time. So he wants to get some people who have some really fast lasers and get lasers to move in a circle fast enough that it will create a gravity spiral in between the encircling light. And then with that, I'm talking myself into a gravity spin right now. And so with that gravity funneling, then that funnel would also, there would be some time manipulation in there as well. And if you can get it to go fast enough and you can get it to stretch far enough, time then ends up circling back on itself. And this brings up the situation that people always say, well, why, you know, if this is a theory now, it's probably been proven at some point. And if it's been proven, then why aren't people using it now? This is the classic situation where you will only be able to travel back as far as when the time machine was turned on. So the day someone turns on a time machine, most likely a note will immediately pop out of that time machine that says, shut it down now. That's how we'll know time travel is possible. Turn it on, immediately someone tells you to shut it off because we fucked it all up. Holy crap. I almost forgot. The most important part of these mini episodes is to tell you what to watch to be prepared for next week. Next week, we are watching Plus One. Now, be careful when you're searching for this. There are a couple of Plus Ones out there. This one is often abbreviated Plus Sign Number One. It was came out in 2013, not rated, 1 hour and 36 minutes, directed by Denis Iliadis, starring Rhys Wakefield, the creepy guy from the first Purge movie with that creepy little smile, that Joker smile of his. This is a very unique time travel movie. I think it's really good just because of its uniqueness. It's mentioned it's horror-ish. It gets a little, like at the very end, there's a little bit of violence, but I wouldn't necessarily call this a horror movie, but just to let you know that's there. It is a little misogynistic. Sorry about that, everybody. It's just a bunch of, you know, graduated teens doing teen things, and it's obviously written and directed by a man, so it leans heavily on that area. But it is a John Hughes house party gone crazy. And then it gets even crazier with time travel shit. And it's a really neat idea. I like a lot of time travel movies. It kind of spins out at the end and they just kind of close it up because they've hit their 90 minute mark. But I can't stress enough. Very unique. Check out Plus One 2013, maybe under Plus Sign Number One. I'm trying to boost up these mini episodes. We've got a couple ideas, folks. I'm going to talk about some real time travel stuff on this just to pique some interest. We're kind of throwing around the idea of maybe doing some TV show reviews on here. Maybe we'll actually grab a TV show and watch all of it. Maybe something new like The Time Traveler's Wife or The Shining Girls, or, you know, maybe go back to The Travelers or go deep on Quantum Leap. I don't know. Let us know what you think. If there's some shows you'd like us to tackle, maybe even just episodes, this would still be a good place for it. They're a little bit shorter, a little more bite size. We can keep these mini episodes somewhat mini, but interesting. Send your thoughts and ideas about what you would like to hear more about in these mini-sodes, or just questions. I'd love to get questions, comments, ideas, thoughts about movies you've watched that we've talked about, points we missed, movies you think we should watch. We'd love to have your input. Ask me personal questions. You can just ask Scott to beatbox your outgoing message. We can do that. Why not? Send that to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. And now for the big thing, we are going to give away a Millennium DVD. Now, in order to appreciate this, you must have a DVD player, which you probably don't have. I have one. I love that old school technology. I still like my hard copy discs. Every now and then the internet goes down or something, I just grab one of my hard discs, throw it in. I don't miss a beat. But you probably got a video game machine. Those are still kind of popular out there. And believe it or not, well, if you have one that takes discs, you might even have an Xbox that doesn't take any discs. So I don't know. Maybe you just wanted to put on the wall to prove you have it. We want to give away our Millennium disc. It was a really fun movie. It's really hard to find right now. And we would like a chance to share this movie with at least one of you. How do you get your hands on this DVD? I'm going to tell you. You go to Twitter, @time_pop_pod. @time_pop_pod. @timepoppod. And let us know a movie you would like us to cover. In order to be eligible, we're going to pick one at random. We will put the names in the hat or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask Scott to pick a number between 1 and 1,000, because that's definitely how many hits we're going to get on this. In order to be eligible, @time_pop_pod, give us a movie request that you would like us to cover. And in order to be eligible, it must be a movie we haven't covered before. So you can't just mention your favorite time travel movie, because hopefully we've done it. If we haven't covered your favorite time travel movie, then this is just perfect. I can't believe how well this is working out so far. The good news is, we will get to all of your movie requests. One lucky person is going to get the Millennium DVD, but you guys are going to add to our upcoming list of movies, and we're going to do it for the fans. Thank you very much. Send us your mini episode suggestions at timepoppod@gmail.com. Get into the Millennium DVD giveaway contest at @time_pop_pod. On Twitter, give us a movie suggestion and we will put your name in the hat to draw it for a giveaway. We will get in touch with you and we'll do this. Thank you so much for listening to Time Pop. Please tell a neighbor or a friend about this wonderful show and go to whatsoundsawesome.com. That is whatsoundsawesome.com. There we have plenty of other podcast suggestions and selections for you to listen to. It's all kinds of stuff. It's not all just movie things. So if you like podcasts and you like interesting things, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. Also there, you know what? If you got an idea that you want to put down, but you don't know what to do with it after you record it, I would love to edit your podcast. You can find that information also at whatsoundsawesome.com. Thank you for listening to the Sounds Awesome Network, brought to you by We Mixed It LLC.